The second divide exists within the ranks of advanced economies. Rich countries seem to be gently slowing, with one big exception, America. There, growth has sped up dramatically, exceeding an annualized rate of 4% in the second quarter of 2018. America is the only large advanced economy in which the IMF projects activity will expand more quickly this year than it did last year. This acceleration is because of President Donald Trump's tax cuts. In September, the unemployment rate fell to 3.7%, the lowest since 1969. Wage growth is slowly but surely rising. Rampant demand is pushing up interest rates. The Federal Reserve has raised short-term rates by 2 percentage points since it started tightening monetary policy in 2015. This week, Mr. Trump described the Fed's policy as crazy. The yield on 10-year Treasury bonds has risen by more than in most other rich countries. It now stands at over 3.2%, higher than at any time since 2011. These different growth paths could yet separate further because many of the immediate economic risks threaten countries other than America. One emanates from Italy, where bond yields are also rising rapidly, and not because of a robust economy. Instead, an extravagant budget put forward by its populist coalition government has sparked a confrontation with the European Commission and reignited fears about the sustainability of the country's huge public debt burden. The spread between yields on Italian and German 10-year bonds now stands at around 3 percentage points, its widest in over 5 years. Those rises will chill the Italian economy. Rising yields have not so far spread beyond Italy's borders, but further increases could mean that crisis engulfs the eurozone again. Such fears will do no favours to European business confidence, which has already softened this year.